Now repeat after me. Bugger off.
Bugger off.
Sod.
Sod.
Bloody.
Bloody.
Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
The country's scream, the CIA.
Jackie, hold on to his brains. Yes, going back a ways, about a subject that went back a ways. 51 years ago today, the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Destroy All Monsters with a track called November 22nd, 1963, and another song before that started things all off. We're talking about the Avengers. The American in Me is the name of the track. And, Avengers, SoCal act from the 70s, early 80s. We've just gotten back together. We actually sound pretty good. And the show you're listening to is Generation Annihilation. My name is Aaron, and I'm here till 1 o'clock. It's the first time I've been here in a few weeks. We're here to debut of a new show, which hopefully will have a permanent time spot on CITR Radio soon, called Heavy Metal Helps. And what happened? Oh, yeah, it was preempted the weekend before for Democracy Days. But, yeah, here I am. Going to bring you a good show, and if there's something you'd like to hear, 604-822-2487, we always aim to please on the Generation Annihilation show, and we're going to get into an act right now, long gone, but very recently some demos have resurfaced, and I'm so stoked to have this one, because I had it on a really rough tape as a young teenager, and it was like a second or third generation tape, and I didn't have any song titles. The band was from Vancouver, and they were called Active Glands, and I got to see them once in 1987 from where this unreleased demo of an LP that never came out was recorded. Yeah, Active Glands. Here we go. This is a track called I'm Alone on Generation Annihilation.
I'm not what I guess. I'm alone and what myself. Russia. Good weed. In Russia, capital of Russia, inside bank, I lost my work in the order house. Look around, it's teenage blues. Go to market, hear new news. Good weed. In Russia.
Thank you. fake bands. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fake bands, I hate you though. Fake bands, I dig it though. Fake bands, I dig it out. You're fucking pretty hair. I hate you see. I hate new wave. I hate you so. Yeah, what you know. Fake bands, I dig it out. You're fucking pretty hair. Fake bands, I want you know. I hate you though. I hate you see. I hate new wave. I want you know. I hate you so. Fake bands, I see you. Fake bands, I hear you. Fake bands, I hate you. Fake bands, I see it out. Fake bands, I'm pretty hair. Fake bands, I want you know. I hate you so. I hate you see. I hate new wave. I want you know. I hate you so. 1, 2, 3, 4. I hate to say, I hate new ways, I hate to know. Want you to know that fake bands, I see you. Fake bands, I hear you. Fake bands, I hate you. Fake bands, I see you there. Fake bands, your ugly hair. Fake bands, your ugly face. I wanna spit your face. I hate to say that you're new ways. I want you to know, I hate you so.
Live recording from the Dicks, going back a ways. This is on a compilation called 1980-1986 on Alternative Tentacles Records. The compilation came out in the late 90s, and the Dicks full-length releases, These People and Kill From the Heart, got reissued. You should check out the Dicks if you haven't. Awesome act, who are originally from Texas and moved on to San Francisco. And at the start of the set, we heard a double shot from Active Glands from the 1987 demo. We heard a track called I'm Alone. And from the 1983 demo, called we heard a track called Surgery, Active Glands. Three of the members were from North Van, Deep Cove, and the singer, Ron Sid, was from Delta. And he passed away in the early 90s. And we followed with Toronto's Random Killing, going back to 1989, from a release called This Whole World. The track was called Killer Weed. Guilt Parade, another act out of Toronto, Ontario from the late 80s. Coprophobia, heard a track called Ode to an Asshole. And classic Circle Jerks, Golden Shower of Hits, going back to 1983 with a track called Rats of Reality. And this is the latest from the Harrington Saints. Here we go.
Go rob a bank. dedicate all the foot soldiers of the original Dark Army who crossed the border out of England in 1977. They went, they saw, they conquered. None lost their lives, but some lost their wives. They are the true warriors, the stubborn legends and folklore. Modern day brave hearts on beer! We're the happy hood.
would you like, my lord?
Bring me CITR.
Even Satan, God of Darkness, listens to CITR on 101.9 FM.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we started that last set off with the Harrington Saints Upright Citizen release. Let's Go Rob a Bank, followed with Scotland's On File from their Happy Hooligans release on Rebellion Records. Happy Holidays is the name of the track, followed with Vanilla Muffins out of Switzerland. Yeah, they're still going. I was wondering where they went, but this is a brand new 7-inch release called A Little Night Music, and the track we heard is called It's All a Joke. And Bishop's Green from their latest, Pressure, heard a track called Hell in a Handbag. And yeah, I found this one at Luke's General Store at 49 West Hastings. Yeah, downtown Vancouver. Cool little shop that has a cool little record section where I found that. And yeah, getting back into the show right now, we're going to hear an act from Victoria, British Columbia, just across the pond here. The band is called Kraxa. And the name of the track we're going to hear is called Control. Here we go.
Yeah. told me it would be, that it would be the last time. There's something hiding behind your smile, I was shot, and now I'll never see it again.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Started things all off with Victoria's Cracks from a demo. There's a song called Control. Demo from Montreal's Mental Fix, track A Love Song. And we heard a track from Ottawa, Zex. And the name of the release is called Savage City. The name of the song is called Buy or Die. And it's a 7-inch release on Electric Assault Records. Followed with Long Knife. Upcoming track from their record, Meditations of Self-Destruction, and the name of the track is called Memories. And, Long Knife will be playing here in Vancouver December 4th at the Cobalt, and I'm looking forward to it. Long Knife are awesome. Long Knife from Portland, Oregon. And they will be playing with Systematic at that same show who we heard in the sets, from a track from their upcoming Bondage 12-inch release, which will be on Sabotage Records, track called Submission. So yeah, if you want to check out our playlist and podcasts online, you can do so at www.generationannihilation.com. You can also like us on Facebook, and we got Power Chord coming up next. I'm going to leave you with some Alice Cooper, because he played here last night. He opened for Motley Crue, who were on their last ever tour. If it's our last ever tour, I don't really care, because I saw them in 1985, and I never want to see them again. But Alice Cooper, I still would like to see that guy. So we're going to leave you with two Alice Cooper tracks. We're going to leave you with Battalion of Saints doing a cover of Muscle of Love. And we're going to leave you with following with the Detonators, Billion Dollar Nazis, which will take us into Power Chord. So yes, Battalion of Saints and the Detonators doing Alice Cooper. Talk to you next week. Stay tuned for Power Chord.
It's us!
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of people.